Oh, breakfast.
Special City Council meeting, June 27, 2011.
Let me go first.
Right, we're ready. Good morning, everyone. It is 9:15, and we are going to call this meeting to order. Would Ron Nitinsky please give us a report of the canvassing committee for the June 18th runoff election?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The canvassing committee did meet this morning. Two of the members were present. One member, Mr. Newman, was absent.
Can you give me the people that were on the committee?
Myself as chair, Mr. Salazar, and Mr. Dave Newman.
Okay.
Mr. Salazar and I were present. After heated discussion and much tabulation, we were deadlocked, but we managed to break the deadlock by re-adding the numbers. And it appears, and I must have the word "appears" in quotation mark. It appears that Mike Rawlings, candidate for place 15, mayor, and Sandy Grayson, candidate for place 12, received the majority of the votes cast at the runoff election in their respective places. If we find later that this isn't correct, we'll reconsider it at the next available meeting. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you very much.
I concur with your report.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Salazar.
Yet it appears.
Okay, well, everybody's in a good mood. Okay. Would you like to, Mr. Allen, make the motion to approve the report? Mr. Atkins seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. And what time is it now?
9:16.
It is 9:16, and I call this meeting
adjourned. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Members of the City Council, welcome to the June 27th, 2011. Thank you. I took your chair there. Special meeting of the Dallas City Council. Meeting is called to order at 2:02 p.m. Thank you for being here. We will start with invocation. I will take the liberty of asking my son to give the invocation. So, Gunnar, would you do that?
Reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus looked up and saw some rich people tossing their gifts into the offering box. He also saw a poor widow putting in her two pennies. And he said, "I tell you, this poor woman has put in more than all the other rich ones. Everyone else gave what they didn't need, but she is very poor and gave everything she had. Lord, today help us to see you in all we do, in our workplace, in our homes, in our streets, in our dreams, in our tears, in our fears, and our successes. Remember, it is never as bad as we might think it is. We only ask to serve you humbly on the path that has been illuminated. Know that any work we do is not for us, but solely for the greater glory of you, Lord. Amen."
Amen. Pledge of Allegiance. My daughter is going to give us the Pledge of Allegiance. Bell Rawlings.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Good morning and thank you. First on our agenda is the election of officers to the City Council. Are there any nominations for Mayor Pro Tem? Linda? Okay, thank you. Linda? Ms. Coop?
Yes, Ms. Coop.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and council, newly elected council. It is really my great honor to nominate my good friend, Pauline Medrano, for Mayor Pro Tem. Pauline and I have known one another for a long time, and the great thing about Pauline is that even I knew her dad. We served on the park board together, and I know, Pauline, if he was here today, he would be so proud of you. And that if the 9 women on the council today, he would just be doubly proud. He is probably looking down right now and just thinking what a lucky man he was to have such a terrific daughter, because I know he loved you very much. So it's my honor to nominate you as Mayor Pro Tem.
Second. Mr. Taylor.
Thank you, Mayor Rollins. Let me ask that I make an amendment to Ms. Coop's motion. And Ms. Coop, my amendment to your motion will be that in one motion that we do accept your nomination of Mayor Pro Tem Pauline Madrona's nomination. But in this one motion that we also nominate Tanelle Atkins for our Deputy Mayor Pro Tem, and that we vote on the both of them with one vote as one city, one time, acclimating the leadership of this new council with Pauline Madrona as Mayor Pro Tem and Council Member Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Tanelle Atkins as our Deputy Mayor Pro Tem in one motion.
Mr. Mayor, I wish to be heard on the Deputy Mayor, please.
Was there a second on the motion, Mr. Mayor?
Mr.
Cadet. Mr. Cadet, second the motion.
Okay, with that, let's discussion. Ms. Hill?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I too was prepared to nominate Mr. Atkins, my good friend, for the position of Deputy Mayor Pro Tem. Mr. Atkins and I have been friends since we came on the council in the class of 2007. Mr. Atkins and I have had the privilege and the pleasure of sharing several trips where we have put forward and pushed forward international trade. It is during those trips that I have come to respect Mr. Atkins' very, very high intelligence and his ability to put together a business deal. Council members, public, you will not find a person who has a greater sense of being able to put together a business deal. Mr. Atkins, it has been my privilege and my pleasure to serve with you, to get to know you. I look forward to going forward with you. And even though there has been a motion, as you know, it has been my intention for several months to be able to nominate you as Deputy Mayor Pro Tem.
Thank you, Ms. L. Is there any further discussion on the second motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion is carried. We have a new Mayor Pro Tem and a new Deputy Mayor Pro Tem, Mr. Atkins. Thank you. Ms. Watkins will continue with the process of selection of city council seating in the council chamber.
Mr. Mayor, at this time, would you like to move forward with the organizational discussion and then...
No, we'll do you first.
You ready to do us first?
Yes.
Okay. At this time, I'll ask the Assistant City Secretary, Rosa Rios, to come forward to the mic. And before she proceeds with the seating arrangements, we wanted to ask the council if you would also like to use the same locks that you pull to pull your office. You will be pulling locks according to your term in office. We've already passed that information out to you. Wanted to know if when you pull the locks for your seating, would you also like to use those same locks, those same numbers you pulled for your offices? And we wanted to get that straight first before we move to the seating. Okay, okay. We'll move forward. That means you will be pulling a number. Based on your term, you will be pulling a number based upon your term. The same way we did it 2 years ago. Okay, Rosa, we'll proceed. we will be pulling.
We all remember it.
Thank
okay.
you.
I understand.
Thank you. Group 1 consists of Mayor Pro Tem Pauline Medrano, Councilmember Linda Koop, and Councilmember Angela Hunt. Deputy or Mayor Pro Tem Medrano has been selected, so she is moved out of the grouping. Councilmember Linda Koop indicated she wanted to stay in her current office. Councilmember Koop is still, is that still the case? Thank you. The last member left then for Group 1 is Councilmember Angela Hunt, so she is not required to pick lots. Councilmember Hunt, what would you like to, which seat would you like to select?
I'll be staying in the seat, and sure. I will be changing offices.
Thank you. All right, we move now to Group 2. For Group 2, we have Councilmember Dwayne Carraway, Councilmember...
Hold on 1 second. Councilmember Koop. At this time, Councilmember Koop would like to change seating, so we will have to pull numbers. Rosa, we will have to pull numbers.
Thank
should
you.
Be two numbers, one and two.
No, we won't.
You're staying. I'm sorry. Okay, Ms. Koop. I'm sorry.
Okay, we have Sonia Jones with the envelope.
All right.
Okay.
This,
we got it going.
No more, no jokes.
Ms. Koop, you okay now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Ms. Rios, Group 2.
Thank you. For the second grouping, you have Mayor Dwayne, Councilmember Dwayne Carraway, Councilmember Montfield Jones-Hill, Councilmember Carolyn Davis, Councilmember Tanel Atkins is out of the grouping as he's been selected as Deputy Mayor Pro Tem, Councilmember Sheffield Cadane, and Councilmember Jerry Allen. Therefore, the first person, Sonia Jones, our elections manager, everybody was able to meet her, has the grouping, so she will go ahead and eliminate at least one number out of that grouping. And we're going to go ahead and move Councilmember Dwayne Carraway, you indicated that you wanted to change your seat, so he will pick lots first.
Okay. That means I can just pick anywhere I want
to
go.
Well, what you'll get to do is you'll actually get to pick an envelope.
Oh, okay.
And then after everybody opens their envelope, then you'll go in that numerical order as to which seat you want.
All right. The envelope,
now, once
please.
That seat is selected, you cannot move that another person out.
Yeah, you'll pick an envelope for seating. And
the winner.
Based on that number,
is
the order you'll choose.
I go first.
Oh, my goodness.
Which one you get?
I tell you.
Dane and Allen.
Which one?
I tell you. I'm not telling you.
Just have my list. Oh my goodness gracious! Yeah, I know. Not at all. Not at all.
What is that, bro? Okay.
Not at all. Oh Lord Jesus.
She'll stay in the office.
Councilmember Allen has indicated that he wants to stay in his current seat as well as in the current office. If everyone will please open the envelope and indicate what number you have selected, and then we will go ahead and proceed in that numerical order.
What number y'all get?
Councilmember Cadane pulled number 4.
I have number 3.
Councilmember Hill has number 3.
I have number 2.
Councilmember Davis has number 2.
What's left?
1. Councilmember Carraway gets to select first.
Ms. Grayson, I feel like that seat.
Councilmember.
Can I drag the chair over?
Councilmember Davis selects next.
I'm going to be next to Ms. Chilwell.
Oh, my Lord.
Councilmember Hill will select next.
Councilmember Hill will remain where she is.
Thank you. Councilmember Cadane. We proceed now with Group 3. Group 3 consists of Councilmember Delia Hasso and Councilmember Ann Margolin. Councilmember Hasso, did you choose to go ahead and change seats or stay at your place before we decide whether or not lots are required? Okay. I'm sorry. Councilmember Hasso, we just needed to verify whether or not you chose to select. So there's two lots. Councilmember Hasso and Councilmember Margolin will choose.
Come here, Ann.
And the next two council members consisting of group number four, which are you two newly...
Wait, no.
I'm sorry, Councilmember Hasso. Your group number four consists of your two newly elected council members, Scott Griggs and Monica Alonzo. Councilmember Scott Griggs gets to select the first envelope, followed by Ms. Alonzo. And who selected number one? Council Member Griggs?
What? I do, but I'm just kidding. You have the choice. You have the choice.
Come on, Scott.
Okay. I want to go over there.
Well, that concludes your seating selection.
All right.
Your office elections will be done at the end of the meeting. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
The office elections will be done at the end of the meeting.
Okay.
Thank you.
The good news is while everyone was moving, no seats were pulled out. We had the same amount we started with, so that's good. Second, the next item is I wanted to spend just a moment to talk about how we work as a city council. Could you pass out the document that I've drafted this last week? This is, it should be stated on this, this is a first draft, meaning this is something that I want your input on. It is something that I need whenever I start to take over. I like to put pencil and paper and understand culture, understand process, understand how we work together as leaders. I won't belabor this today, but if you could each read this material and we could talk about it individually, I would much appreciate your edits, your additions, your subtractions. The first page is really about who we are, why we're doing this, how do we make it happen, how do we know if we're right on issues we support, and how do we treat those we employ, and how do we discuss and debate. So this is my first crack at that. But I think this needs to be a joint document that we all discuss. The second page is really how we would work as a city council. Let me just cover what I believe will be important. I want our committees to do a lot of the work. I would like our city council to ratify that work. The committee should set priorities and agendas that will accomplish the important work for the cities. And I want us to be really focused on real difference makers as committees. I would like to be meeting with the committee chairs and the vice chairs on a bi-monthly basis. If you are chosen and volunteer and chosen as committee chairs, I would like you to draft a 2-year action plan, including a situation analysis, a 2-year objective with tangible goals by July in 2 years, strategic focus with 5 initiatives that the committee will work on to accomplish those goals. I think the plan should be used, really the 2011 strategic plan, this is badly written, should be used as a foundation for those plans, and I have attached, the city manager has given me the 2011 strategic plan reorganized in the way our committees will work. So the basic work has been done for 2011. You just take that and start working on it. And then our plans would be presented at the fall offsite to each other and really be the substance of a 2012 strategic plan that we would then present to the city manager, where she would start to begin her budgeting process. So that's kind of the process I'm suggesting we work with. Again, if there are thoughts, improvements, I'd love to hear them. Lastly, on the people, I would ask you to nominate yourself or another to be chair or vice chair of any committee and designation you want to sit on. Return to me by the end of July, August 1. And appointments will be made no later than September 1. I want to take my time, learn a little bit about what I'm doing, and listen to each of you as we think this through. By nominating yourself as chair or vice chair, you would agree to lead that 2-year action plan and present it to the city council. And I will be glad to partner with any or all committees in writing that plan. So I'm not on the outside looking in. I'll be glad to partner with anybody that would like to do that. Lastly, the committees and their charge. I just want to go over what I'm thinking about right now. We start with the Public Safety Committee. I believe the charge of that is that this should be the first job of government and the foundation of what we're doing. You see, next is the key focus area and the topics. The key focus area is the strategic focus and the topics that you will be asked to opine on. Quality of Life Committee. I've learned a lot through this campaign, the importance of neighborhoods, and I want to make sure that we are strong, and I think the charge of this committee is making our neighborhoods better to live in next year than the year before. How do our neighborhoods get stronger every year? Third is the Economic Development Committee. I think the charge here is to grow the tax base of the city and make sure we're growing enterprise. The fourth is Budget, Finance, and Audit. I see this as the Money Committee, ensuring that the city of Dallas and its citizens have resources necessary to grow. I think it's the city of Dallas is a corporate entity, but I want to make sure our banking institutions, our equity institutions, are at the resource of private citizens and small business, and I look for the Budget, Finance, and Audit Committee to help us lead in that effort as well. Housing Committee is creating the environment to build the homes that our citizens need. I want to understand what we need to do strategically for housing for the city for the next 2 years. Six is the Transportation and Environment Committee. And the charge there is to create a mobility infrastructure to support the above agendas It's an important and a supporting role. I have decided to reinstate our Arts and Library Committee. I think arts are, and libraries are extremely important to this city, and the charge is to how do we become a city that is inspiring to live in. We're talking about a lot of the basics, but how do we take it to the next level? We also need to keep the Trinity River Corridor Project Committee, and we need to develop an action plan, as I spoke about this morning, to speed up progress on the most transformational asset for the city of Dallas. We will have an ad hoc legislative committee to make sure we know how to enroll government parties to accomplish our objectives. I want to articulate my three major foci, and that would be one, economic development and finance, capital and audit, because as we talk about growing, make sure we have the money and the economic development to do that is key. I will create a special task force on education to make sure we help DISD do what's necessary there. And lastly, arts and libraries. Arts are a very important part of mine, and I would like to stick my nose into that committee from time to time. So that's where I'll be thinking about. As I said, on the attachment is the strategic plan that you did last year. And once again, I want to say this is the first draft. I would like everybody to study it. I'll be meeting with you one-on-one, and I look forward to your edits and comments. That being articulated, I think we can now move to a voting agenda item number one. Madam Secretary?
Agenda item number one is a resolution of providing for the appointment and duties of an acting city secretary pending the selection and appointment of a city secretary on a permanent basis, 82,402.
The chair recognizes Councilmember Hassel.
Thank you, Mayor. On item number one, I would like to make a motion to appoint Rosa Rios as the interim secretary.
Ms. Carraway seconded. Discussion, Mr. Atkins?
No. The button's there.
The button's there.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry.
She had punched.
So you had already punched.
She punches me.
Got it. But it shows I can read.
Doesn't know yet.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item number two is consideration of appointments to the Dallas Gas Drilling Task Force.
Chair recognizes Councilmember Hoop.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, first of all, I want to thank our task force members and all the other council members that came to the meetings. They spent a lot of hours on this, and there were a lot of staff hours spent, hundreds of staff hours, as a matter of fact. And so I want to thank the staff as well, Chris and Tammy and Jill and the whole gang that worked hard on this. But most of all, I want to thank all of our applicants that applied. I think there were 67 or 68 applicants, and they had to go online and apply and fill out, you know, lots of questions and that kind of thing. And to tell you quite frankly, I've had a lot of people mention to me, boy, wow, y'all have got a terrific task force. There are a lot of people that have a great deal of knowledge in their subject area. And so, some terrific citizens who were on the committee as well. And so I just want to thank all the applicants because I think it really shows, you know, how well the city is doing to have so many people apply. So the committee, Mayor, after several meetings and many, many hours of deliberation and review, is ready to move forward. I move to follow the ad hoc nominating committee's recommendation to appoint the following applicants to the Gas Drilling Task Force. In the area of subject matter experts, Terry Welsh, Margaret Kelleher, and David Sterling. In the area of industry business representatives, Bruce Bullock, David Beagler, and Patrick Shaw. In the area of citizen environmental group representatives, Ramon Alvarez, Sherelle Blazer, and John McCall.
Second. Scareway seconded. Any discussion? Mr. Griggs?
Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate all the work of the task force. And what I have to say is, with respect to gas drilling, it's going to impact Districts 3 and District 6 more than any other district in the city of Dallas, and particularly areas of West Dallas and Mountain Creek. And the area of Mountain Creek needs representation on this task force. I would like to make an amendment to add Ed Meyer of Mountain Creek to the task force. Excuse me?
No.
Just start over again. Gas drilling is going to be such a big issue with all the quality of life issues going on in the city of Dallas, and particularly with our look at southern Dallas. And I'm a big believer in having community involvement, and I consider this a district issue and a District 3 issue. Gas drilling is going to affect the Mountain Creek area of District 3 and West Dallas more than any other areas of the city of Dallas. So I'd like to make a motion that we add Ed Meyer of Mountain Creek as a resident who actually lives above shale. If we look at the composition of the task force right now, no member of this task force lives above the Barnett Shale in the city of Dallas. That is an oversight where we have an opportunity to make a correction today and set this right.
Mr. Griggs.
That is my motion.
Hearing no second fails. We'll come back to the main motion. Ms. Koop, we have a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Mr. Griggs opposed. Thank you. All business concluded. The City Council meeting is adjourned at 2:31. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Mayor, that last motion passes on a divided vote by Councilmember Griggs.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, motion passes on a divided vote.
Thank you.